This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The Wall Street Journal this morning reports high-caffeine energy drinks are the latest target for investigators in New York. The state's attorney general has issued subpoenas to Monster Beverage, Pepsi, which makes AMP, and Living Essentials, which makes those little five-hour energy shots. All three companies declined to comment on the story. Americans are slamming these things back. Sales of energy drinks rose 16% last year. But New York officials suspect there's some false advertising going on. Dr. Todd Cooperman recently conducted his own independent chemical analysis of some popular energy drinks for the site ConsumerLab.com. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on.
The New York AG apparently is concerned consumers aren't getting the whole story from what's on a can of some energy drinks. First of all, caffeine content. What's the potential problem there?
These products often don't tell you how much caffeine is really in them. You're getting a lot of caffeine from these products, but you're also getting high amounts of vitamins, more than you really need. For example, you may be getting 40 to 200 times the amount of certain B vitamins that you require. I think they put these in because they're really borrowing science, which shows that B vitamins help you release energy from food. But you only need a small amount, and most people have an adequate amount.
False advertising, allegedly, anyway, is one thing. Could anything here be dangerous?
If you're taking too many of these bottles, it can be dangerous because you are increasing your risk for various types of toxicity from the vitamins that they're putting in these products.
There's also a question about all of the additives that these drinks advertise. Ginseng, vitamin B, something called taurine. What's the potential problem around those legally?
Right. Legally, I'm not sure that there's really a problem because it's very loose in terms of regulations of supplements. A company can put in really whatever they want into a product. They could give you 1,000, 10,000 times the amount of a certain vitamin. And it's really up to you to know what's appropriate.
If you do a web search this morning looking for the term energy drinks, you will also turn up a study from just the other day out of Italy saying that these things are actually good for your heart. At the very least, we can say that this is a product with a lot of questions around it still, right?
Oh, absolutely. You don't really know what's in these products. As we said, with the caffeine, the products don't even tell you the amount that's in there. So, you know, unless you have a laboratory at home, you're not going to know how much caffeine you're getting. And what we've learned at Consumer Lab is that you're getting a lot more than you think.
Dr. Todd Cooperman is president of Consumer Lab. Thank you very much.
Thanks.